Indigenous peoples of the Arctic don't want international tensions in the region. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the circumpolar north. I'm Tim Ellis.
We need to continue to cooperate as one Arctic family, learning from each other and respecting each other.
That's Ayla Yavo, a representative of the Sami Council, which represents the indigenous peoples of northern Scandinavia and northwest Russia. Yavo was among several indigenous peoples' representatives at a recent Arctic Council meeting in Canada who urged continued cooperation despite the chill in diplomatic relations between Russia and the West over fighting in Ukraine.
In times of geopolitical instability and changing economies, the indigenous peoples' communities will be the first to be negatively affected.
Since it was formed 20 years ago, the Council has managed to prevent such disputes as the one in Ukraine from disrupting relations between Arctic nations. Another Native representative at the Council meeting says that's partly because the organization operates on the kind of cooperation the peoples of the North have used for millennia to help each other survive the harsh climate.
There's an interdependence that we have upon each other that is just a natural part of the culture for those who live in the North.
Yvonne Peter is a board member of the Gwich'in Council International, which advocates for Indigenous peoples of northern Canada and Alaska.
The environment reminds us almost daily that we cannot survive alone, that we're reliant upon one another.
A representative of the Athabaskan peoples says it's also what helped the council draft a plan to reduce black carbon and methane emissions.
This is the first time that the Arctic nations have formally agreed to work together to mitigate climate change.
Michael Stickman is an Alaskan native and chairman of the Arctic Athabaskan Council, and he says the West's dispute with Russia has had an impact on relations between Arctic nations.
It is important that we speak openly about the tensions between Russia and the West.
He notes Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov skipped the Arctic Council meeting and that his counterparts with the Russian Association of Indigenous Peoples of the North also didn't attend.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.